Islamic test. The division was actually not made by the Rosh, it was made by the Tosfos Yom Tov. He divided the Eruch HaShem into six days. Then there's a Madur Bas with Eruch HaShem, which they added later on for Shabbos. The day being learning each day, a person would read through the thoughts of the Rosh of that day. He actually made a Yiddish translation of it to make it accessible to his people from his generation. Actually, now there's a Hebrew translation of the Tosfos Yom Tov's Yiddish translation. Because obviously, when he, translated it, he added his understanding. It's Tosfos Yom Tov. It's not like it was Elie Reingold. It was Tosfos Yom Tov talking. So he had his Hasbro. But the division was made by the Tosfos Yom Tov. So we're holding my Yom Shlishi over here. So Islam Chesmi Kol Machal Asher Teochel Asher Teochal Kol Machal Asher Tishta. Person should make sure that you say a bracha on every single food that you eat, every single drink that you drink, every single liquor that you drink. You should make sure that you make a bracha tchila b'saif. That sounds pretty easy, right? Hilchos brachas itself is one of the most difficult areas of halacha. If you guys didn't figure out from last year, learning some of the Hilchos brachas, to figure that out. And what are the proper brachas? And Shabbat actually says that really a person should not be eating a food until he knows halachically what is the proper bracha to make on it. In other words, the catch-all shahakol approach is not unadvised. Teicha Sura is always like another option. Hamotzi. Even that, there's like a bunch of, I've learned Hilchos Brachos. I learned Hilchos Brachos once, I learned it twice, I learned it three times, I learned it four times. And I go through it again, and you come up with something you didn't notice the last time. One of the areas which I always found challenging for me is the Shalom Bracha Karna on drinking, which is on an ongoing basis. A person makes a Bracha Rishon at the beginning of the Seder, keeps the drink throughout the Seder, do you make the Bracha Karna? The argument being that my bracha karna at 1 o'clock is supposed to work on a drink that I drank at 9 o'clock. How does it work? So ask the place to talk about if there's going to be a shir ichol between each drinking. You really should make a bracha karna after each drinking. But the shir ichol, that the time it takes to be absorbed, to be digested and absorbed for liquid is much quicker than that is for solids. They don't give a definitive time, but it's not that long. So it's probably better in all of it. Which I came out this time, which I didn't cop that, you really should be saying a bracha karna. Unless your mom is drinking constantly without giving yourself a time to really get thirsty again. So if you get thirsty again, you lost your bracha karna on your previous drink. See, if you'll say it at the end, it doesn't work, because it's after shirita.
So you drink other liquids and that's covered also.
Whatever you're planning to drink, the person has in mind that the person spoke about the bracha rishon. Bracha rishon, you don't lose. You plan to drink more, so you plan to drink more. So the person says, I'm going to be sitting there for the next 4 hours and learning, and I'm going to be drinking on an ongoing basis. So bracha rishon, you don't really need. The problem is, you have a bracha rishon problem. But once you make a bracha rishon, you need a bracha rishon. So, mekavin bo kasher tucha. Okay, the next step is that you should have kavana as much as possible, as much as you can. So again, the kavana doesn't mean the kavana doesn't mean pure shamilus. It's the hargosha of thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the baruch to Hashem, the kenem al chilam, that how much you lachim in oritz. I have what to eat. You imagine the people who lived in situations where that wasn't available, when the first time they got a chance to sit down and eat something, that cursed to the head of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that emotion, that feeling. I think I mentioned to you the time that I had cataract surgery in both of my eyes. So I was like convinced that the day after I had the surgery with Pasha, I said with such kavan, it was gewaltig. And Pasha was like a different world. It was like the difference in the sight was mamash phenomenal. of course, the rest of my life, I'm going to be convinced. I was convinced. I'm just going to say Berkei Chivrin with this phenomenal kavana, because I saw what it means. The difference, it doesn't work like that. You have to keep. We get used to something. This is called normal. Well, it's not normal. Every morning you say Berkei Chivrin. Theoretically, a person would say Berkei Chivrin with the correct kavana. He'd be so emotional and so excited and so happy, he couldn't be possibly sad the rest of the day. And by the time you finish brachas in the morning, you should be delirious from simple. I have clothing, I have eyesight, I am able to walk, I'm able to move my body, I'm able to stand. So the mashuv gazachin, right? I mean, go to the hospital, go down the wards and look at the people who can't get out of bed, the people who can't move their bodies, the people who can't see, the people who can't go to the bathroom. Person can't go to the bathroom, and it's a mind-boggling thing. So, dialysis. I've dealt with this in halachic issues. Dialysis. If they will stop dialysis, within 3 days, most people will die. The acids which build up in the body, which are not filtered out by the kidneys, the person will die. So this is a question when you have these elderly people who don't want to live anymore. Are they allowed a request to stop dialysis? In other words, basically signing a death warrant. It's a guaranteed death warrant. Within 3 days to 4 days, they will die. So Baruch Hashem, I'm able to go to the bathroom. Think about it. Right? I mean, you just go down to the hospital and look at the people who can't. Ask any person who has to go through dialysis, loyal lane. It's just for 4 to 6 hours, filtering out 3 times a week. Filtering out all of the toxins out of their body. It's exhausting. It's overwhelming. The person makes it like this. It's normal. Right? So we should be delirious from simcha, from bracha. Especially we should it'd be partially be a shy, partially the danger is the guy would be so euphoric. He's gonna jump off the roof here. I mean, it's like an LSD trip. I mean, that's the level of ecstasy a person should have. Pun intended. From saying brachas in the morning. I don't know about you. I don't see it. I don't do it. I don't see it. That push, I haven't seen the push of these guys are like dancing. But that's kamu v'kasher tucha. At least Rishiva Reisig, Zichron Lebracha, Reisig Osman, put that out to me. He says at least some level of kavanah you should have. You should stop before you say each of the brachas. He said to me. And you should do something to remind you about the Ketarach of the Bracha. Touch your belt, touch your yarmulke. Before the Bracha was a Yisrael, so touch your belt. You're thinking about a belt. Touch your yarmulke, take a step before Amechim and Sadi Gover. Right? Open your eyes before Pekeach Ivrim. Now, you should do it before the Bracha, because the Maisa, the more comes out in Brachas, the strong suddenly more that the Iker Bracha is that when you say the words Bracha to Hashem, that's when you're saying the Baruch Hashem is blessed for what he's done for me. He says, Baruch Hashem, you know what? You're blessed for what you've done for me. I'm not sure exactly what. I'll find out when I get to the end of the line. Just hold on for a second. I'll tell you why I'm saying thank you. It's not logical. He's saying, Baruch Hashem, thank you so much. Baruch Hashem, you're the blessed for the source of all the bracha in the world that you've given me. You should know what you're saying, what you're thinking. So the Morzak actually has it said that, if a person has a kavana, so you learn their announcements, that's the sukkah with their membo. When you learned about if a person thinks it's b'shas bracha to Hashem for one bracha, so he can't, can he change to a different bracha at the end? It's not, Pasha's not. The more is specific about it. So kavim b'kashadu means you push and give kavon about it before you start. Okay, now he says interesting halacha. B'kase reishko k'shataskus Hashem. You make sure that your head is covered. And you say the same Hashem. You say the bracha. Now, this is the machlokes in halacha, whether there's a key of to cover your head in general. It's only specifically in times of saying brachas, etc. The Rosh would seem to be saying he's weighing in like the sheet of the Gra, etc., which said that Mikra, the Yonamachu, the cover of your head is a minute. But in other words, if you learn the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Beis, and Aruch and Siman Beis, he talks about the thing of covering your head. It seems to be it's not a chiyuv; it's proper thing to do. Later on, again, in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, he says you have to cover your head when you say a bracha, you say Sheh Hashem Hashem. So that's a separate chiyuv. That's a chiyuv gomer. If you learn, it's always a chiyuv gomer. Sheflus over here means like another layer, like another, you know. First, we're adding something more. Matiskar es enecho. A person should say his brachas with his eyes closed. They shouldn't be distracted. The halacha is that a person, in general, you know, it'll be oisik and anything else when you make a bracha. So that applies to doing something. You shouldn't be walking. You shouldn't be doing anything. You shouldn't be carrying anything. You shouldn't be focused on anything else. But at a higher level is that you shouldn't be distracted. You shouldn't be thinking about anything else. Shasta bracha. So a lot of times, keeping your eyes shut, it helps for that. Sometimes keeping your eyes shut makes you fall asleep, but that's a different issue. Kimidei dabracha, but as you're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, al tehi, do not be kamur like what such people that it said about them. The people be source of kibduni, believe racha kumeni. They gave respect and honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu with their mouth and their lips, but their hearts are somewhere else. You know, the joke about the fellow came back, finished Shemoneh Esrei, somebody gave him a Shalom Aleichem, welcome back from your trip to Alaska. Now brachas are a challenging thing because we say brachas left and right. But the chiyuv to stop for a second before a bracha and say the bracha properly, not be doing something else, besides the bracha. Besides the halachic aspect, I mean, the logic and the derech eretz shabbai, the logic would dictate that, if you're saying thank you, you should say thank you properly. The derech eretz, you're saying thank you, you should say thank you properly. It's pretty insulting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. One last point, mentioned the Mormon Menachos. The Mormon Menachos says that after when the Rekaisa was in a Megefa, the time of David HaMelech, so the Chazal said that there's 100 people dying from Kaisa every single day. So the counterbalance that David HaMelech is a Masaki, which is Emei Brachos B'chol Yom. So Emei Brachos B'chol Yom was a chiyuv. It was a fascinating chiyuv because Bisman David HaMelech, there was no set brachos. I mean, 100 times a day, a person would have to stop and think to himself, what can I tell Kadosh Baruch Hu about right now? Phenomenal mechayev. So nowadays it's set for us. So you don't have to stop and think. But that's, because Baruch Hashem we gained having that's a disadvantage to us at the end, then it doesn't have the same excitement as stopping to think yourself. But really, it doesn't preclude that. A person should during the day, should stop and think about the things that he has and say some type of a tefillah of Hodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay.